This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. There are still plenty of questions about climate-smart agriculture. We'll have more from the National Corn Growers Association right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
There's been a lot of discussion in recent years about the opportunities within climate-smart agriculture. It's a far cry from how the ag industry was even 30 years ago. John Doggett, former CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, said that, unfortunately, we've missed a few opportunities as well.
When we started these conversations 30 years ago or more, you know, we didn't even know what questions we wanted to ask. And the proponents of cap and trade and some of those other programs, they couldn't provide us the answers. And so what we had was, we had a lot of fights about, is there climate change? Is there not climate change? Why aren't you understanding what it is that we are looking for? Why can't you understand what our limitations are? And so we just kept with that yelling back and forth to one another. And it took quite a while, but back in the 90s, farmers, by a very low percent, thought that there was climate change at a rate much lower than the general population. That's flipped. Farmers and ranchers now believe there's climate change at a much higher percentage than the rest of America.
Farmers want to establish partnerships when it comes to climate smart ag, and that's been a little harder to find than Doggett would like.
Well, it's been made harder in recent weeks because of the questions about, are these payments going to be made? Are these programs going to still be there? Are they going to operate at all? Or if they do operate, what's it going to look like? And, you know, climate is a dirty word for this administration, and they've pushed back pretty hard on it. We need some answers here pretty quick, because I get to the season where people are going to put seed in the ground. And I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered before that happens. I'm hopeful, but not optimistic.
For more information, visit ncga.com. Find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.